Pete Wakefield. 18 with a bullet. Got his finger on the trigger. He's going to pull it. It's 8 o'clock at Chum.
This is Chum News. Good morning. I'm Dick Smart. There has been a tragic fire at the Blue Angel nightclub in Midtown Manhattan. 7 people died. The fire started about 2 this morning. It's now under control. I believe all those who died were patrons in the club at the time. Attorney General Roy McMurtry proposes that we really crack down on drunken drivers. He wants police to have the power to pull any driver off the road any time for a breath test, whether or not that driver's acting suspiciously. And if he exceeds the limit, says McMurtry, his license should be suspended right there on the spot. Meantime, Esther Shiner has had her twice-postponed meeting with the premier yesterday, the outspoken North York alderperson, upset by the recent death of a youngster in her area from an overdose of alcohol, wants the drinking age and the driving age both raised. I checked with the police this morning about this drunken driving thing. And you know, the December spot check blitz has been underway since the first of the month. Do you know how many people have been found impaired since then? 538. Now, she didn't say she didn't bet down with John Kennedy, and her refusal to say she didn't has set gossip's tongues a-wagging. She is Judith Exner, the woman who, it was revealed this week, had a close personal relationship with the late president and visited him at the White House many times in 1962. Mrs. Exner, now a fading 40-ish, held a news conference in San Diego yesterday. This is more than idle gossip because Exner also bestowed the same favors, whatever they may have been, on mobster Sam Giancana and others in the mafia. Squeaky Fromm goes to jail for at least 15 years. Today, the sadly mixed-up girl with the funny voice who tried to bump off Gerald Ford was sentenced to life yesterday. She went wingy when she heard the verdict, screamed at the judge, and threw an apple. Why an apple, I don't know, and hit the prosecutor on the head. You're with Chum Toronto. It's 8:02. The Prime Minister takes to the airwaves tonight to announce a massive belt-tightening in the federal government. You've heard about many of them already, of course, thanks to Hal Anthony's pipeline in Ottawa. All manner of government spending programs will be trimmed or eliminated. Some of the better-known boondoggles will feel the keen edge of the axe, LIP and OFY grants, the Company of Young Canadians, Information Canada. There will be cuts in manpower training, agriculture, and external affairs programs. As we'd reported 2 weeks ago, the cost of living feature will be cut from family allowances, and senior citizens no longer will be eligible for unemployment insurance. Bob Andrus called that a joyless necessity. At the same time, the Prime Minister will detail the way in which selected controls will work. Gobbledygook from the Atomic Energy Control Board, which says, A, students exposed to radiation at a Port Hope school did not receive excessive doses, and B, we can't say they didn't suffer any damage. Then there's Frank Miller at Queen's Park, also talking out of both sides of his mouth. He said, A, radiation was discovered that was 20 times higher than the acceptable level, and B, even though they're 20 times higher, he says, they're harmless. The Metro Police Commission has agreed, in principle anyhow, to appoint a commissioner who would be responsible for citizen complaints. The only disagreement is over who would name the person. The Maloney report after the inquiry into the police department suggests the Metro Council do it. The police commission would prefer it be done by the Solicitor General. A Toronto couple and a Pennsylvania man have been indicted in New Jersey for bilking insurance companies of $350,000 by posing as business people seeking loans on policies. The Toronto people are 49-year-old James Hope and his wife Loretta. More on Hoffa this morning. A man has told a Detroit radio station that he saw Jimmy Hoffa's abduction, that Hoffa was in the back seat of a car with his hands behind his back, and that one of the three men in the car was Chucky O'Brien, and that Hoffa was shouting at him. Also, the two other men in the car were wearing unusual, as he termed it, unusual eyeglasses. Howard Grafferty, doing a lot of traveling across the land since he became a candidate for the Tory leadership, said in the Commons yesterday that Air Canada has lost his baggage 6 times. He was hooted and ridiculed by Liberal members, and Transport Minister Otto Lang did nothing more than to make a joke of his plight. Scotland Yard has found a so-called death list containing names of government leaders and prominent politicians. There's been a major oil spill in Alaska at the Prudhoe Bay oil field. 600,000 gallons of oil have blackened 2 acres of the tundra, but it has not leaked into the sea. The CRTC refuses to give Global TV a dispensation from Canadian content regulations. Indeed, Global may even be fined for breaking them. And an echo of the provincial election campaign fluttered onto my desk this morning, a letter which had been sent out to various information officers and assorted flacks during the campaign. I think you'll enjoy this quote from it. May I read it? In a crisis situation, the best policy is honesty. But try everything else first. How's the traffic, Nancy?
First of all, the eastbound Center Core, the 401 at Leslie, and the transfer lanes from the collectors to the Center Core east of Avenue Road will be closed at 9:30 this morning. Traffic will be diverted to the collectors east of Bayview. At present, an accident blocking the left two lanes of the northbound parkway just as you come off the Gardner is jamming up traffic. No other problems reported, and traffic is building normally.
The biggest newsroom in the world with 1 million reporters, our listeners. We pay for their news tips. Chum News at 923-1133.
Plymouth introduces an all-new compact with big car features.
Volare, come see Plymouth Volare. All a new car should be.
Volare is right for today. A compact with big car ways.
It's a whole new idea in driving to see you enjoy big car features and ride. With traveling comfort for five grown-up people inside.
You get compact economy plus big car features, big car ride.
Volare, come see Plymouth Volare. All a new car should be.
Volare. Not just a new compact, a whole new car Volare. Idea. At your Plymouth dealers now.
Volare!
Dave Wright, Chum Sports. Well, Lynn Patrick, who took over as coach of the St. Louis Blues on the weekend, looked a little older last night, had the expression on his face as if he was wishing he was back in the safety and comfort of his vice president's office. His Blues had just been demolished 6-2 by the Leafs. They looked and played like an expansion team. However, the pressure the Leafs applied had something to do with that. It took the Buds the first period to really roll, but they outshot the Blues in every period, accumulating 37 in total. Greg Hubick led the parade with two, the others going to McDonald, Thompson, Sealing, Sittler. Time of the last goal, 7:57. Now tonight, the Leafs meet the Islanders with the hope of further extending their lead over California. The margin is currently 5 points, 2 games in hand. Last night, the Seals were bombed 9-2 by Pittsburgh. You know, there was a logbook full of games last night. We'll check them off. You catch the one you want. Montreal increased their division lead to 15 points by nipping L.A. 2-1. Kansas City over Vancouver 5-2. Detroit upset Buffalo 3-1. You know, it was disappointing to watch the confused play of the Sabres, who can't seem to do anything right lately. Boston got by Washington 3-2. Minnesota snapped Atlanta's win streak at 6 with a 3-2 win. Philadelphia stopped Chicago 4-2, and the Islanders blanked the Rangers 3-0. There were 2 games in the WHA. Edmonton moved into a tie for third place in the Canadian division with a 3-2 win over Cleveland. New England and Minnesota went for a scoreless overtime tie. Well, Václav Nedomanský was the only Toro to hit the WHA All-Star first team. This year, the format calls for an all-star team from the Canadian division, one from the American side. The two of them will meet next month in Cleveland. Nedomanský will center Bobby Hall and Anders Hedberg of Winnipeg. J.C. Trombley of the Nordiques will pair with Lars Soberg of the Jets on defense, and Joe Daly of Winnipeg will be in the nets. And looking at the first team lineup, the Canadians would have to be favored, and by a wide margin. The OHA Junior A Council has finally wisened up to the fact that having their juniors play the big boys from Russia proves absolutely nothing. And in the future, they say, they're going to back off any such exhibitions. As a further example of how one-sided the whole thing is, the Moscow Selects bombed the Montreal Junior Canadiens 6-4 last night, and the Quebec youngsters were supported in the lineup with a couple of players from the Nova Scotia Voyageurs. Tonight, the Russians play the Marlies at the Gardens. Let's hope they're tired. You know, down at the baseball meetings in Florida last week, several of us were joking with Jerry Snyder of Montreal. He's the guy who made the pitch to the NFL to have the Super Bowl played in Montreal's new Olympic Stadium. Now, the main thrust of our zingers was the fact that we were wondering just when it would be Snyder and Drapeau would be battling Mark Lalonde as they go after an NFL team for Montreal, something that has got to happen as sure as the big referee made little apples. Now, it was the contention of everyone that sooner or later, Montreal and Toronto would be in the NFL and would occupy the last two remaining spots open as the league wants eventually to have 30 teams. And that's why there was more than a passing interest in how Memphis and Birmingham would make out yesterday. Well, they hit a brick wall. The NFL expansion committee turned down John Bassett, saying, in effect, good try, but the time isn't right. Bassett asked for a league vote. They said, okay, but that would have to be considered a gentle letdown. It's highly unlikely that the owners, at least 20 of them, would reverse the committee's decision. So now the Argos can start whining and dining quarterback Danny White.
For all the final scores, you can call the Chum Sports Line at 925-2211.
The new car. Johnny's education. An addition to the house.
There are things you want and things you need. How do you get them? Saving to achieve your goals has always made sense. At Torada Dominion, we can help. You can put a little aside regularly with TD Cash Builder. It's a saving system that automatically transfers the amount you want from your checking account to your TD Premium Savings account. But sometimes not all your goals can be reached with savings. So if you need to borrow, see us about a TD Cash Flow loan. It's the sensible way to borrow because it's based on what you can afford, not on what you own. If you need us, we're here with Cash Builder, the savings system, and Cash Flow Loans, the sensible way to borrow. The bank where people make the difference.
At 8:11, here's how things looked at XMI this morning. I fulfilled a lifelong ambition on Monday. I've always been misty-eyed about trains, especially steam trains. It's the heritage of being raised in a railway family, I guess. Monday, I rode in the cab of a steam engine. I don't think I had been excited since the morning. I woke up and found a toy train under the Christmas tree back in 1951. I thought you might like to share that experience by means of the tape recording I made.
Right now, as I talk to you, we're going down the... Racing down the CP line from Leaside into Union Station, paralleling the Don Valley Parkway. I'm right in the cab. Listen to that steam. Look at the blast. It's just a magnificent experience. If you're a rail fan, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
With Christmas in the air and the holiday season in full swing, you'll find that your neighborhood Becker store is fully prepared with a full range of holiday favorites on hand. Like cool, creamy eggnog, per quart, 99 cents, half pint, 29 cents. Becker's Eggnog, great in a holiday punch or try it warmed up in steeping mugs. It's a real chill reliever. Cereal cream is only 79 cents a quart. And you'll also find Becker's quality budget ice cream with the taste of the more expensive brands at Becker's low price, only $1.39 per half gallon. And of course, Becker's is your holiday party supply center with soft drinks, party mixers, and special prices like 12-ounce tins of Becker's Thrifty Nuts, only $1.09, and popsicles are still just 5 cents at Becker's. This holiday season, make it easy on yourself. Pick up all your season's party needs at Becker's. Open 9 a.m. to 11 p.m. daily for your convenience.
Chum weather for Toronto and most of Southern Ontario, and the Weather Bureau has revised this thing from the earlier forecast. So make a note, windy and cold today and tomorrow with a few snow flurries. They hadn't been predicting snow before. It will be a bitter -5 today and tomorrow, -10 tonight, even colder in the suburbs. Quite windy this morning, right now blowing out of the northwest at 20. I have reports of snow flurries at Goderich, London, and Peterborough for the weekend. Should be cold with some snow on Saturday. Once again, today's Toronto weather, a few snow flurries, it's -11. Chum!
Oh, excuse me, Mr. Dicker. Mr. McMurtry just called. Gonna be arrested for impaired riding. cars. What do it take to win your love? It's 8:15 on Chum.
Are you one of those people who doesn't know quite what to buy until you see it? If you are, bring your Christmas list to Eaton's. You'll find a great variety of things to choose from for everyone on your list. And you'll find the old Eaton's magic that's been around for over 100 years. Spend a few moments with Eaton's and see.
Let Eaton share a special moment with you.
You know, when I was a kid, my parents used to tell me that the real joy at Christmas was in the giving. And I always used to think they were just giving me a subtle lecture on greed. It's only now that I understand. I really miss my parents at Christmas.
Isn't there someone you want to wish Merry Christmas? Why not call them tonight? There's a one-third discount from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m. on long-distance calls you dial yourself to almost every place in Quebec and Ontario, Monday to Saturday. And have a happy holiday.
Chum Music Radio at 8:16. Be very careful where you go for Christmas dinner. No, I'm serious. Last year I went out for Christmas dinner. Boring! Really? Did you ever see a turkey yawn at both ends? And Fly, 819 on Chum. I hope you enjoyed it. Tomorrow morning on the show, we're going to have the annual Christmas fashion show as narrated by Mr. Shredney Vashtar. And I hope you'll be here for that. Hey, McMurtry's cracking down, huh? He says he wants to have the cops have the power to pull anybody over at any time, any place, anywhere. It doesn't matter if you're weaving on the road. He's just going to, hey, pull over there to the side of the road. Want to check your credentials there if you don't mind. So that's going to give the cops kind of unlimited power, isn't it? Almost police state time, really. I don't know if I agree with that. I remember one night, I got to admit, I was, I think we've all been in the car with a few drinks, right? And they pull me over, and the guy says, we want to see your license, you know. And I reach my back pocket, and this is really, I thought I was reaching my, I pulled out the label to my jockey shorts and showed it
Mary,
to the car.
Mary, Mary, quite contrary. Boy, does your garden grow with silver petals and big green leaves. What did you feed those plants from Reeves?
The same thing Reeves greenhouses have been feeding their plants for four generations. A lot of love.
She loves me. She loves me. She loves me. She loves me. She loves me to give her a plant from Reeves.
Go with a plant from Reeves, and it'll never grow wrong. House and garden plants, fertilizer, good soil, exquisite giftware. If you can't find what you're looking for at Reeves Greenhouses, they haven't got it.
I was so upset. Give a listen. The bill comes to $3. Now, I had the cottage cheese, and she had the Danish. And she's got the nerve to tell me... Harold? Harold? Don't close your leaves when I'm talking to you.
Reeves Greenhouses. 8700 Islington North and Woodbridge. Take them for planted.
1050 Chum.
Very, very lucky to be in the news media or in the press because we get releases on, like, Prime Minister Trudeau's speech tonight. It'll be on radio and television. He will announce for the first time ever Canada will have a national flower. Him.
He walked into the party like you were walking onto a yacht. Your hat strategically dipped below. Scarf, it was apricot. You had one eye in the mirror as you watched yourself gavotte. And all the girls dreamed that they'd be your partner. They'd be your partner. And you're so vain. You probably think this song is about you. You're so vain.
This song is about Bert Costanese. It's 8:25 on Chum. That's pretty. That's Carly Simon. Did you ever get to go to a PC rally or a progressive conservative convention or a progressive conservative dinner? I spoke at a conservative dinner one night, and Robert Stanfield was there. It was kind of like a welcome home party for Amelia Earhart.
migration. Kindly Goose is flying high. It's the new sensation. Kindly Goose is on the wing. And that's the strangest thing, because the wing
is on the goose.
Kindly Goose is the great new sparkling red wine that you serve incredibly cold. It tastes deliciously wild. A little goose in a glass is a whole lot of flavor. So when birds of a feather flock together, pour on the Kindly Goose. Incredibly cold. It tastes deliciously wild.
Kindly Goose is flying high. Kindly Goose migration. Kindly Goose is flying high. It's the new sensation. Kindly Goose is on the wing. And that's the strangest thing, because the wing
is on the goose.
Kindly Goose is flying.
Kindly Goose from Danforth Estates.
In its finest sense, the holiday season is a thing of the spirit. But as we all know, there is a practical side to the holidays. And if we can be of service on the practical side, remember, we're nearby and ready to help. Household Finance.
Well, tonight on television, the Prime Minister goes on and tells us just how hungry we're going to be in the coming year. Cockroach helper? I mean, that's ridiculous, isn't it? You know why he has that long hair, Prime Minister? It's not to be hip. To hide his pierced ears.
Daddy's darling, someone's baby.
Chum News at 8:30. I'm Mark Daly. Ottawa will detail its anti-inflation program and announce spending cuts tonight. There's opposition over the dual announcement from the opposition, and we hear there's some unhappiness in the cabinet over some of the cuts. There'll be a cabinet session this morning to discuss details. The Time Reader's Digest legislation has been put off until after the holidays for sure, and some people think it's because of American pressures put on the government. Liberal MP Jim Fleming says not so. It's because of the legislative workload. He says Time hasn't tried to change its ways during the debate period anyway.
For 10 years,
hardly done a thing. They now have, I think, between 6 and 8 pages of Canadian content, a very small percentage, and for all of that, they make scads of money at the expense of the health of the Canadian magazine industry, and it's got to end.
The law will refuse tax exemptions to advertisers in the magazines, driving both virtually out of business here. Ontario Attorney General Roy McMurtry says we have to get tough with drinking drivers, and he thinks one way is to give police the go-ahead to suspend driver's licenses from drinking drivers for 24-hour periods. It would remove a lot of legal mess from the courts, but two such suspensions would put the driver before the registrar of motor vehicles. Some people are talking about a break in the teachers' dispute this week. Talks have been going on between the two sides with a mediator, and there's word a settlement could come later in the week. A Dutch psychiatrist has apparently talked those South Moluccan terrorists into at least negotiating terms for the release of the hostages they hold in the Indonesian embassy in Amsterdam. In sports, the Leafs controlled St. Louis right through the night and threw the game to a 6-2 victory. In the WHA, New England and Minnesota skated to a scoreless tie. Edmonton beat Cleveland. The Moscow Selects ripped the Montreal Junior 6-4 in exhibition hockey. The Selects play the Marlies tonight. Get involved. That smoke in the sky may be making news. Call us about it. 923-1133.
With only a few days to go before Christmas, a lot of people are asking the same question.
What on earth can I get for Christmas?
You really want to know?
You betcha.
How about Canadian Olympic coins?
Who?
Olympic coins. Solid sterling silver. Great Christmas gifts. Lifetime souvenirs that could become sound investments. They're not expensive. Single coins from $8, 4 coin sets from $47.50. Series 4 and 5, now at banks, financial institutions, department stores, and coin dealers. Where they all go?
Chum weather for Toronto and most of southern Ontario. Windy and cold today and tomorrow with a few snow flurries. Winds are down northwest at 20. It'll be a bitter -5 today and tomorrow, -10 tonight, even colder in the suburbs. It's -11 at Chum.
Excuse me, sir. I just heard your newscast, and we're picking you up on a 403. That's inability to pronounce words.
Shooting my fucking little mama, gonna run.
8:35, and this winter you can look your best on the slopes without spending a lot. Yes, sir. Thanks to International Cycling Sports, they've reduced all the ski clothing 20%. You'll find lines from all over the world, like, would you like to go back to my place? No, really, like Elise and Ski Set from Italy, Alpine and Aspen from Canada, and much, much more. And you'll also find big savings on cross-country and Alpine ski packages. So for all your ski equipment and fashions, shop International Cycling Sports. They've got 6 locations for you. They're open nightly till 9, and there's an International Cycling Sports at 3011 Dufferin Street.
It never fails. Every holiday season, the wife says, Harry, don't forget the Pepsi.
But this year I told him, get the Pepsi when you get your gas, Harry. Participating Esso retailers have a special offer on Pepsi, a case of 24 10-ounce cans for just $3.89.
Sounds convenient.
But soon, Harry, the offer's only good till January the 3rd, 1976.
So I'm off to Esso. I'll get a tank full of gas, a trunk full of Pepsi, and join the Pepsi people. Feeling free.
Oh, Harry, don't sing it. Just bring it.
Jam Music Radio at 8:36. This is Sweet Blindness. Cowboys to girls.
I remember when I used to play
shoot 'em up, bang bang baby.
I remember used to chase the girls and beat 'em up. I was young and didn't understand, but now I'm a full grown man, and it's me that you're kissing. Now my life is not the same. My whole world has been rearranged. I went from
cowboys to girls,
while you went from
baby dolls to boys.
Yeah.
I remember when I used to play jumping ropes,
skipping rope up and down, baby.
And I remember, yeah, when you got your first baby clothes. We were young and didn't understand. Now you're a woman, girl, and I'm your man. And it's me that you're kissing. Ain't it fun reminiscing? Now my life is so strange. My whole world has been rearranged. I went from
cowboys to girls,
and you went from
baby dolls to boys.
Boys and girls, the Sweet Blindness, 8:39. Good morning. It's a little cool outside. You've been going to Christmas parties, have you? I had the pleasure going one the other night. Boy, they served a great steak there. If I ever find a guy's name out who got it, I'll like to know it, because I didn't get messages.
Come on over to Loblaws. Come on over to Loblaws.
If you've got some last-minute food shopping to do before Christmas, Loblaws would just like you to know that they've got all the last-minute food ideas you may be looking for, as well as a great selection of low-priced weekly specials. This week's specials include E.D. Smith Garden Cocktail in 28 fluid-ounce jars, just 34 cents each. Weston Brown and Serve Rolls, package of 12, only 39 cents each. Cloverleaf Mandarin Oranges in 10 fluid-ounce tins, just 28 cents each. And Swift's semi-boneless cooked smoked sugar plum hams, whole, $1.68 per pound. Loblaws reserves the right to limit quantity.
Come on over to Loblaws, where more than the price is right.
More than the price is right at Loblaws.
50 chum.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Fabulous Temptations.
I say to myself, you're such a lucky girl. It's truly a dream come true. Out of all the fellows in the world, she belongs to me. But it was just my imagination running away with me. It was just my imagination.
Imagination that I think you're so beautiful. Minus 11 degrees now. And it's going to be windy and cold today and tomorrow. We'll have a couple of snow flurries. We had them already this morning, as a matter of fact. We'll get some more. You've heard of the Toronto Toros, Toronto Maple Leafs. Sure you have. The Cleveland Crusaders, the New York Rangers, Boston Bruins. You've heard of all those teams. Here's one team you haven't heard of, Burt's Firecrackers. Well, no, they're not in the NHL or WHA. What they are is a team of 16 to 18-year-old girls. And what they've gone and done is organize a hockey game between themselves and CFTO's Basset Hounds. I wonder what the connection is there. And all the proceeds will go to the Chum Christmas Wish. And the game is going to be played at Kielsdale Arena, Eglinton, west of Kiel. That's tomorrow night between 8 and 9. Admission is $1 for adults, 75 cents for children. And as I said, the proceeds go to the Christmas Wish. And I'd like to see you there. John Gilbert would love to see you there. I'm going to be there. Dick Smythe and Nancy are coming out. Jim Van Horn, Mike Cooper. We're going to have a great turnout for all the Chum people. Personally, I do not skate that well to go out there and, put on a dazzling display of ice hockey. But I will do one thing. I will yell loud. That's what I usually do when I'm on the ice in fall anyway. So I'll just send, I'll sit on the bench with the girls' team. Well, have you ever sat on the bench with the Basset Hound? Well, it gets a little messy out there.
It's a great day to shop for a color TV.
At today's prices.
$800, sir.
We'll have to finance it.
You're putting $200 down?
Yes, we are.
Your monthly payments on $600 for 1 year will be $53.73 a month.
Who can afford to buy color?
That's right. Who can afford to buy color? But you can afford to rent color from Granada TV Rental. And what better time than now? Just think what a kick the whole family would get out of color TV for Christmas. It's something they'll enjoy all year long. And with rentals as low as $15 a month, including free parts and service, color TV from Granada is one of the biggest Christmas bargains around. At today's prices, you can afford color from Granada TV Rental. So call right now and arrange to have your set installed for Christmas. The phone number is 967-5000.
I had a phone call from a man named Vito, and you never say no to a guy named Vito, right?
So how come you never play no Italian music?
Vito, this is for you. When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore. When the stars make you drool just like pasta fazool, that's amore. When I sing, ding-a-ling-a-ling, and you sing. Thank you, Vito. Can I have my kids back?
In my little town, I grew up believing God keeps his eye on us all. And he used to lean upon me as I pledged allegiance to the wall. Lord, I recall my little town, coming home after school, flying my bike past the gates of the factories. My mom doing the laundry, hanging out shirts in the dirty breeze. And after it rains, there's a rainbow, and all of the colors are black. It's not that the colors aren't there, it's just imagination they lack. Everything's the same back in my little town.
My little town, that's Simon and Garfunkel. It's minus 11. It is a little cool. Well, it's the time and the season to be jolly. Everybody's going to Christmas parties and deck the halls at Boughs of Holly, fa-la-la-la, and stuff like that. And I get a lot of phone calls this time of year. People say, hey, man, you got any jokes I can tell? I'm the MC at the company Christmas party this year. I want to make a good impression on the boss, you know? Yeah, I got a couple. I got a joke you can tell at the Christmas party, and this will go over in mixed company. However, use your own discretion in the way you want to tell it. But I'll give you the joke now. If you have pencil, paper handy, here he goes. And if there are any disc jockeys listening, you guys can use this afternoon. An elderly man goes to the doctor, see, and the doc tells him, he says, look, you're not going to make it. You better make peace with the Lord. The guy goes home to his wife and says,
I'm not going to make it, but I want to be truthful to you. I have been unfaithful a few times, and every time I was, I put a dollar under that board in the kitchen, except for $3 I took out last winter when times were hard.
Now he's made his peace, and he put some Vicks on his chest and got well. Now she gets real sick, and she goes to the same doctor, and he tells her the same thing. You'd better make your peace with the Lord. So she rushes home, and she tells her husband, she says,
well, you told me the truth, and I'm going to tell you the truth. I was unfaithful to you a few times, but I want you to know every time I was, I took a black-eyed pea and put it in that nut hole in the kitchen. Except 3 bushels I took out last winter when times were hard.
At your Woolworth store, the season's best comes value-wrapped. That means great gift ideas priced for Christmas giving from all of the exciting departments in every Woolworth store in Metro Toronto. Come on in soon and see what they mean. Take time to visit Woolworth's watch department, where you'll find value-wrapped features like their collection of Nordam Swiss watches, all priced for Christmas giving at an amazing $9.96 each. There are Nordam watches in styles for the whole family, and every one features a Swiss-made movement. But at only $9.96 each, supplies won't last long. Then for your big Christmas party or for any party, Woolworth now has an 18-piece glass punch bowl set for only $4.96. The set includes 8 cups, 8 hooks, and a bowl and ladle. And it's ready for you now at Woolworth at a low $4.96 a set, complete with the famous Woolworth guarantee of satisfaction. A very Merry Christmas to you and yours from Woolworth, where the season's best comes value-wrapped.
15, I sworn off booze. I must have been hallucinating last night. I saw a $6 million man and a $6 million woman check into a $6 motel.
I was born from love, and my poor mother worked the mines. I was raised on the good book, Jesus, till I read between the lines. Now I don't believe I want to see the morning.
She never calls anymore. Barbara never calls. Something I made a remark one day about her nose, and that was it.
Christmas, a time for entertaining, and time for a fine turkey or ham from Dominion. But to ensure that you get that turkey or ham, order yours today. First, decide whether you want a delicately flavored ham, a Canada Grade A turkey, or one of our own Dominion Deluxe Golden Bird turkeys. Next, decide the size and when you want it. Now, fill out the special order form you'll find in your Dominion meat department and give it to the man behind the meat counter. He'll do the rest. Come Christmas, you'll have a turkey or ham that you'll be proud to serve. Dominion guarantees it.
When friends and family gather round at that special time of year, meal times turn to good times.
Dominion, your Christmas food store.
The 7th draw of Olympic Lottery Canada will be held January 25th.
An Olympic lottery ticket is a gift that offers millions of ways to wish everyone happy holidays. Ways like three prizes of $1 million each and almost $28.5 million total prize money. Special holiday gift envelopes are available so you can do your shopping and gift wrapping at the same time in the same place. Buy your Olympic lottery tickets today. Win a million cash tax-free. Think how great your new year would be.
Oh, sir, thank you so much. You've been a sheer delight, I'll tell you. A crazy bunch of whippersnappers and your moms and dads, too. Well, it's come time for me to get on out of here and ask the musical question. Do you think the Chinese people look up the white pages in their phone book? Oh, like they say in Mexico, adios. Good night.